Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. We are delighted that you joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread. Now let's get into the Word with Apostle Trevor Banks.
Dealing with me about coming away from that job. I'm not telling you to go away from your job. This is how it dealt with me back in the mid-90s. And I was like, uh-uh. God gave me this job. Why would he take this from me? I did that for a while till it started to get intense. You know, where you can't ignore him no more. Like you don't want to see. Finally, I remember I can picture this just as like it was yesterday. I was sitting in a big old office, and I knew God was after me. And I finally at that desk, I said, "Okay, Lord, I know what you're trying to do here." I said, "Give me 3 months to just turn all these programs I develop over to someone that will steward them well." And I say yes to your will. I remember saying that because I didn't explain it to my supervisor or anything yet. We had a lot of stuff going, real, you know, it was really exciting stuff. And the moment I said that, the peace of God, I'm telling you, the peace of God came in there like the Shekinah glory and just set on me. And I knew God was after this all the time. I'm running from it, you know, ducking and dodging it, and, you know, trying to, because it was so, you know, fulfilling. Amen. I said, no, I told him, Lord, I know what you want, but I don't want to be at the mercy of people. Right. Amen. That was my pet peeve. I said, I don't want to be at the mercy of people. And the Lord spoke to me. He said, you won't be at the mercy of people. You have my mercy. People are not your source. I am your source. See, listen, we must learn his ways. You know, we can say, well, yeah, I know how to work. Have you learned that? From the time that we did, when we came out into what God called us, we are a witness. And that's been 34 plus years now of walking with the Lord like this, and he has been the source. People have come and gone. People have given and withheld. You name it, we know. But God. Look at my tongue, but God. So it's imperative that we learn his ways. He will use people. He will use organizations. And I hope to get into this eventually as we approach the anniversary. But listen, you are becoming a magnet for things. Amen. Certain things that you've desired and that are necessary and are part of destiny for you, you will not have to seek after. Amen. You won't even have to pray about it. Amen. Why? Because you're becoming a magnet. I'm telling you, in this season, as we approach the finality of this season into the next, things are going to come to you. They're going to overtake you. The Bible says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, right? And all these other things the Gentiles seek after will be added to you. Amen. It takes faith. Too many are trying to work it out themselves. And you're limiting yourself. This is why we've emphasized the necessity of rest. Coming into the place of rest. Okay, so Let me start here. This kingdom alignment is going to come, first of all, through the word. Aligning ourselves with the word of God, right?
Yes.
Secondly, we must understand the reality of the government of God's word. God's word governs everything. Give me Psalm 33, verse 6. Oh, you got a scripture. Yeah, I have to go to scripture for the Bereans. Where the scriptures at? I've already read the scriptures.
Amen.
Psalm 33, verse 6. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made, and all the host of them by the breath of his mouth. Genesis 1 speaks the same thing. In the beginning was the word. In the beginning, well, get Genesis 1. We see there, heavens were made by the word. In the beginning, God created heaven and earth. Next. And the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters. And God said. God said. Then Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. The book of Hebrews chapter 11 and verse number 3. Through faith, we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which do appear. This emphasizes the power of your words. You and I are in the image and after the likeness of God himself. Angels are not. Animals are not. Vegetation is not. Beasts of the field, you name it, stars, galaxies, they're not. We are. That means we function. We operate like God operates. Only creature that's given that. Angels are not. Understand what I mean here. Angels are not. Angels are bara. God created the angels, including Lucifer. Created them out of nothing. From nothing. They are not in the image of God. But man is Asa. Man was taken out of God. The breath of God. That's why when you come into the world, the first thing when the doctor slaps your bottom, the first thing a child says after they scream is Yahweh.
Amen.
That's the first thing that comes out. Before the scream, Yahweh. What's that? The breath of life. Matter of fact, when you leave here,
Amen.
Only reason you left here because you ain't saying Yahweh no more.
Amen.
Yahweh left.
Amen.
The breath of life left. So that's why the Lord says, let everything that have breath praise the Lord. So even wicked folk, long as they have breath, consciously or unconsciously, willingly or unwillingly, because they have breath, there's breath that's going up there praising God. Amen. So, government of God's word. In John chapter 6, verse 63, the Bible calls us to align speech with scripture so that we can exercise kingdom authority. Jesus said this, it is the spirit that quickens or gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak to you, unto you, they are spirit and they are life.
Amen.
In the context of that verse, we see where Jesus told his disciples, he was speaking in the synagogue, and he told this huge crowd of people, he had a lot of disciples at the time, he said, now except you eat of my flesh and drink of my blood, you cannot be my disciples. And many, many in the synagogue that heard that said, this is a hard saying. They were not hearing by the Spirit. See, they were hearing flesh. Fleshly. And so they said, this is a hard saying. Who can hear this? And so many of the disciples walked away. Amen. But then he turned to Peter, and then he said, will you also leave? And Peter said, Lord, you have the words of eternal life. They heard differently. Every now and then you ought to thank God that you can hear. Many kings and prophets and wise men desired to hear what you hear and haven't heard it. Mm-hmm. But God gave us an ear to hear him. When he called you, you hearkened, you came. I see, you didn't just find the Lord. No, Lord never was lost. You were the one lost. You heard it was his loving kindness that drew you. It was him that gave you the ear to hear. Before the foundation of the world, he knew you. Amen. God's goodness and his mercy has drawn us. So back to what happened with Peter. Peter denied the Lord three times with his mouth. And the Lord, when he resurrected and was on the shore and called them to come to the fish fry, when they came, he approached Peter three times. And he was saying to Peter, do you love me? And Peter said, Lord, I love you. He said, feed my sheep. Came to Peter again later on. Peter, lovest thou me? He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my lambs. Then another time he came toward him, and Peter's frustrated now. He said, Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. What was he doing? He was restoring not only was he breaking the curse off of Peter, because Peter spoke it out of his mouth, and so he had to speak contrary to that out of his mouth again, because nobody could curse him but him, and nobody could break that curse but him. But also God was restoring his ministry. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. Feed my sheep. So see, Peter brought it on him. Peter got it off of him.
Have you ever felt like God was calling you higher? Higher than routine. Higher than religion. Higher than just going through the motions. In The Rise of the Remnant, Apostle Trevor Banks Sr. helps you discover how to leave behind the weight of hypocrisy, distraction, and doubt, and rise into the fullness of God's grace, using the very skies above us. From the troposphere to the stratosphere, Apostle Trevor Banks shows us what it means to grow in faith, to push past obstacles, and to live as the authentic you. This is a call to transformation, a call to go deeper, a call to rise. Don't settle for surface living. Be part of the remnant God is raising up. The Rise of the Remnant by Apostle Trevor Banks. Available now wherever books are sold.
Thank you for listening to On to Perfection. If you would like to order today's message, or if you want more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.reslifefl.com. That's www.reslifefl.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.